This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A series of powerful earthquakes hitting western Japan and leaving at least 8 people dead, damaging buildings, vehicles, and boats. Now Japan is warning people to stay away from the coast.
Japan dropped its highest-level tsunami alert after issuing one following Monday's earthquakes, but experts warn deadly waves could still come. The quakes, the largest of which had a magnitude of 7.6, started a fire and collapsed buildings on the west coast of Japan's main island, Honshu. People were evacuated to stadiums where they will likely have to stay for a few days. The Japan Meteorological Agency reported more than a dozen strong quakes in the Japan Sea off the coast of Ishikawa. I'm Norman Hall.
Israel's defense minister said Monday that communities in the range of 4 to 7 kilometers north of Gaza Strip will soon be able to return home.
A first phase of 7 communities was, quote, already decided, unquote, said Yoav Gallant in a video statement without providing more information on when it was expected to happen. Tens of thousands were forced to leave their homes in southern Israel following the October 7th attack, in which militants rampaged in southern Israeli communities, killing around 1,200 people and abducting around 240 people. Israel also says it aims to free 129 people still held hostage. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
And an update on the Japan earthquake. The officials now say that at least 30 people have been killed as a result of that earthquake. A series of powerful earthquakes hit western Japan and damaged buildings, vehicles, boats, and more. Officials continue to warn people to stay away. Again, the count of a number of dead is now at least 30. This is VOA News. Israel is withdrawing some of its forces from Gaza to shift to more targeted operations against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. That's according to an official on Monday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
The war in Gaza has reduced much of the territory to rubble and plunged its 2.3 million people into a humanitarian disaster. Palestinian health authorities say around 22,000 people have been killed. At Palestinian tent camp in Rafah on New Year's Eve, children played in the sand while they focused on their survival. This 11-year-old girl said her wish for 2024 was not to die. Nearby at the Rafah Zoo, displaced people camped out between cages holding starving animals. Some of the families sheltering here say they cannot afford food themselves.
The U.S. Navy says an aircraft carrier will soon be returning home after an extended deployment defending Israel. APZ Donahue.
The USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier strike group was sent to the eastern Mediterranean to be within striking distance of Israel since the day after Hamas's attack in October. They repeatedly intercepted incoming ballistic missiles and attack drones fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen. The Ford and its accompanying warships will be replaced by the amphibious assault ship the USS Bataan and 2 accompanying warships. The Ford and the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier have been part of a 2-carrier presence monitoring the Israel-Hamas war. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A New Jersey mayor says buses of migrants bound for New York City have been stopping at the town's train station in an apparent effort to evade New York's efforts to regulate migrant arrivals. The mayor, Michael Ganelli, said Sunday that 4 buses are believed to have arrived starting Saturday at the junction and dropped off migrants who then took trains into New York. He called it a loophole around the order by New York Mayor Eric Adams. A message posted on a Jersey City social media account said about 10 buses from Texas and 1 from Louisiana had arrived at various transit stations throughout the state. South Korean opposition leader Lee Jae-myung has been stabbed in the neck by an unidentified man during a visit to southeastern city of Busan. Emergency officials say that Lee was attacked Tuesday as he visited the construction site of a new airport in the city. Say Lee is conscious, but his exact condition is unknown. He slumped to the ground where a person pressed a handkerchief to his neck to stop the bleeding. Lee is head of the main opposition Democratic Party and lost the 2022 presidential election to President Yoon Suk Yeol by a narrow margin. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.